Back in April, the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food released guidelines for farmers markets for the 2020 season. Along with social distancing and sanitation standards that are being put into place, the biggest change one can expect to see is the absence of craft vendors. Vendors at these markets are limited to meat, fruit, vegetables, and other agriculture products. Throughout Utah, there are different formats on how farmers markets are ran. Markets run from year-round to seasonal to online platform. Cedar City hosts a year-long farmers market. They did not shut down because of the pandemic, but adjusted to accommodate public health. Cassidy Skousen, the manager of the market, says that the pandemic caused the community to come together and support local farmers.
It's been a lot larger of a crowd than normal. So we have our regular people that we get throughout the year, but we're seeing more than just the regular people. We're seeing a lot more newer faces, and the summer season hasn't even started. So that doesn't really happen until the tourists come to town.
The market typically averaged around 12 vendors in the summertime. However, the last few weeks, Skousen says they have averaged about 18 or 19 vendors. In Eagle Mountain, there are two types of farmers market choices, a seasonal and online choice. The seasonal market is scheduled to begin this Saturday. Becky Painter manages both options. She is nervous because of the COVID-19 restrictions, their market will be negatively impacted.
We're hoping that people will see that through our social distancing of the booths and making it so products aren't handled by everybody walking through like they're at a grocery store. We'll have them back and you can look at them and then, you know, say, I want that one and point to that one and point to that one. And then they will put that in your bag and hand it to you so that it doesn't have all people's hands on every product. But that will help instill in people an understanding of how this is actually a lot safer than going to the grocery store.
The seasonal market is held by the city, and the online version, the Pony Express Market, is part of a Community Supported Agriculture, or CSA, program. The Pony Express Market was launched about a month ago. The market was started as a CSA. However, with the coronavirus pandemic, the market has expanded to allow regular customers during the market season. Having an online platform has a variety of benefits.
We can make it year-round. The farmers market outdoors ends at the end of September. It's funny that it ends then because that's such harvest season, right? In October, it's great harvest season, so we can continue to sell throughout the year, and we will do that. And we'll also invite other craft vendors and things like that to sell at that market.
Members of the community can volunteer to help the online market by making their home a pickup site for online orders. For information on guidelines for local farmers markets, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.